Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
So, there's, of course, much to discuss. One of the things we didn't touch on last night that I mentioned was this mother who is losing her baby because of refusing a C-section. We'll explain what that's all about here in just a bit. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls as well. JJ, you're going to tell us about another potential government shutdown that may be looming on the horizon.
That's right.
Which is always exciting news here on Free Talk Live. But first, all three of us were at a trial today, a historic trial, the trial of Jim Johnson.
If you want to be, if you want to sound cultured and be a little snotty, you say an historic,
as opposed to
an historic. Yeah.
An historic. That sounds so wrong.
I know,
is that,
right?
Is that correct? Is that
because it's an H? I believe
it's about right. It's about style, not about correct.
I don't understand what you mean.
Most grammar usages are not about right and wrong. They're about style. And I'm just telling you that it is. You could say an egg if you want to.
Well, the proper way to pronounce A is when you're speaking. This is the only thing that of use that I actually learned in college for radio broadcasting and television broadcasting. You can tell the difference between somebody who is more of a professional or not, as far as like someone reading a teleprompter, like on TV. If you've got a news anchor reading a teleprompter, and JJ, you're putting together a TV show here.
That's right.
So keep this in mind for your talent. If somebody reads the letter A as they're reading as A, that's incorrect. Who speaks like that? Most people do not speak.
You just said a teleprompter.
Did I?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, a teleprompter. Is the appropriate way to say things.
But see, also sounds like a vocal filler. What do I say?
Well, if you're using it as a fill,
right,
then that makes sense. But the letter A is correctly pronounced as when you're speaking. Anyway, so where was I going with that? Oh, C-section.
Trial,
that's right. That's a trial today. I'm like trial mind-numbed because this is
God, it was a marathon.
Yeah, this was the longest one. I mean, now, we've all spent a lot of time in court. Well, maybe not so much you, Mark, but
I try to avoid it as much as I can, thanks.
JJ and I, well, I don't because I think it's important to back up my friends. I think it's important to be there for people that will hopefully be there for me if I have to go to court. So it's kind of putting it out there, that
sure,
kind of thing.
It's definitely uncomfortable being in any sort of tyrannical edifice, whether it be
for
a court or a police station.
It's uncomfortable for multiple reasons because, one, the chairs are typically very uncomfortable.
Yep.
Two, it's uncomfortable because there are men around who will take you and put you in a cage at the slightest whim of a man. What's that?
Some women, too.
Occasionally. But mostly older, overweight men who will put you in a cage at the the wave of the hand of a man in a black robe. So, there I go. I did it again. A black robe.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to fault you for it, Ian. If you want to talk like that,
get the buzzer out. So we were there, and we were there all day. Oh, at least Mark and myself. You kind of cut out a little early, and JJ, you showed up a little late.
Yep.
But it's hard to stay at court all day. I was there at 9 a.m. this morning, and I didn't leave until 4 this afternoon when the court closed. So Jim Johnson was there. He's the husband of Lauren Canario, who is a lady who has kind of made a name for herself in the world of civil disobedience. She's one of my inspirations personally.
Definitely.
It's her civil disobedience. It really...
The eminent domain civil disobedience is what you're talking about.
Well, that and other things.
Yes.
She's not just that's not all she's done, but she kind of made a name initially for going to New London, Connecticut after the Supreme Court decision with the Kelo versus New London, where the Supreme Court affirmed that government can take anybody's property for any purpose whatsoever, even to benefit private companies. And she went down there, and it was her intention to perform civil disobedience in defense of the properties of the Kelo 7. So that's one of the things that she did that I thought was particularly heroic, and she also has done some civil disobedience here in New Hampshire. And it was Lauren Canario that really was one of my big inspirations for coming here to New Hampshire, and specifically the Keene area, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so. In fact, when I first showed up here in Keene, and I went to the social Sunday. At the time, it was at the Cayley House, and I sat down, and Lauren was sitting right next to me, basically, when she showed up, and it was one of those things where, hey, I saw you on YouTube, and I've liked what you've been doing. You're an inspiration, and you're one of the reasons that I moved here. And she was like, cool. And that sounds like Lauren.
Yeah, she's not the most loquacious, and that's okay. But she's actually co-hosted Free Talk Live a couple times.
She sat in.
On She Talk Live, as a matter of fact. So Jim's her husband, and he got involved in some civil disobedience recently as well, although more of a by accident in at least one case. In one case, he did it on purpose. He stood in front of a police car, heroically, in Nashua. But in this case, it was the trespass case, what we've called the trespass of 12.
Yes.
And I was arrested in this group of 12. Jim was arrested. A number of others were. And all we did was go to the jail and do what we always have done at the jail, which is walk around the jail, smile and wave at the prisoners, hold some signs. And then we didn't even have a cookout in the parking lot, but that's what we've done, too.
Yeah, and I'd like to point this out, is that, you know, as strange as this sounds, this whole marching around the jail, this was nothing new. I suppose it was a little new because this was a new jail, but you guys had been out to this jail and many others. There's a video of you guys making, like, French toast, sausage and eggs and stuff. All times of the day and night out there at this jail.
Right, Chris brought out his grill, I mean, a few times at the old jail.
I cooked on it myself.
Right, so we're used to this. We're used to being able to just be there and do our thing, and we didn't think there would be anything different with this new jail. So they spent $40 million taxpayer money. They built a brand new jail, and they put up no trespassing signs at the new jail. But I figured, well, we're not trespassing. You know, we paid the property taxes for this.
Well, plus those trespassing signs are specific that you need to be asked to leave or whatever, and you have to have a purpose, and you have to be licensed to be there. Who the heck is licensed to go there? Are you telling me the visitors are licensed to go there?
Well, there's certain people they don't want there, and they don't want us there. And so they called the police. We were arrested on the spot, by the way. The police did not take the time to actually say, you need to leave.
Right. There was no warning from the police.
Correct.
The only warning actually came from...
Ostensibly, I didn't hear it.
Well, according to the allegations supplied by the prosecutor, the mumbling sort of...
It was really, really funny. I mean, I don't want to make fun of this guy, but...
He's a nice guy.
He seems like it, and I'm not trying to say that. All I'm going to say is that, you know, he talks low. Essentially...
People called him mumbles before.
Right, when he was asked his name, could you speak up, please? I mean, literally, that's what happened in the court today. And they asked him to please use the volume that he spoke at, and he did, and it wasn't really much more than sort of a conversational tone. And he said, well, it could have been louder than that. Well, then why didn't you do that when you were asked to do it?
So
I just get the impression this guy isn't loud.
Nope. And so I guess he had allegedly come out and told the group to go away, which was something that they really kind of they leaned on at the trials.
They kept on pounding this. We told the group. How do you tell a group anything? The law is very specific.
Right.
A person must be told personally. Now, this is first-degree misdemeanor criminal trespass.
Up to a year in jail.
You're not talking about a ticket here, which they have a violation trespass.
Right.
They have a second-degree misdemeanor trespass, and they have a first-degree misdemeanor trespass.
Class A, Class B.
Class A, Class B. The only thing higher than this is burglary, okay? I mean, that's the next step up.
A felony.
This is essentially the charge that you give someone for attempted burglary. That's really it. I have seen people in prison for this charge. This is a serious charge. This is not for somebody who's out of the county jail doing a protest carrying a giant cardboard sword in his hand.
Right. It was very cartoonish. And I think that's what it was all about, though.
I liked it when he asked the jail guard if he found his sword whimsical.
The guy just kind of stammered. What else would you say?
Sort of cookout in the parking lot and the parades around the jail, it sort of humiliated them, I think. It sort of made them feel like their authority wasn't being respected.
They don't like that.
And they struck back with these signs, everywhere signs.
So we'll tell you more about what happened in court today. It was a long day, 800-259-9231, but also a historic day as well. 1-800-259-9231, first ever trial of a so-called free stater here in New Hampshire was today. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our site totally free, including listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions of the show. Our webcam is there. The radio stations, 94 of them from coast to coast, on the AM and FM band that take the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite channel, which is free to air
which means you can listen without paying a subscription fee, and the listen lines as well. You can go and listen via any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to do those things. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings this model year. Not only do they have the Scout gun sight rifle, which is a great new offering they have. It's a bolt-action rifle. They also have the LC-9. It's a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It is compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The LC-9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you. Ruger.com.
All right, so we'll continue here and take your phone calls in a quick moment. Just wanted to bring you up to speed on what happened today with the historic trial of Jim Johnson, one of the liberty activists that made the move here a few years ago for the Free State Project. And they had him on trial today in a full jury trial with 14 jurors, 12 real ones and two alternates. And
he was in uniform, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Jim was wearing the very same outfit that he was wearing the day that he was arrested, which is kind of like
we should set the stage here. That Jim was his own, decided to be his own attorney. You know the old saying there, fool for a client, fool for an attorney.
He did a great job, as far as I'm concerned.
Pretty good, I'd say. I mean, I'm not...
All things considered.
I have some critique, but I wasn't standing up there, and that's a hard thing to do.
Absolutely. It's always easy to look at and say, oh, I would have done this, and I would have done that.
It certainly is. I wouldn't have, however, worn the baby blue monk outfit with the red sash around your waist.
And a satchel.
Yeah, I asked him, and the satchel.
I wonder if he could have brought his sword in, because when he was originally arrested, he had a long cardboard sword that he was carrying with him. He kind of just had this outfit that he was wearing.
Yeah.
Do you think they would have confiscated the cardboard sword at security?
I think they would have definitely had an issue with that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think so.
There was an issue when I walked in after I went out for a cigarette during the jury deliberation, and I basically came back through, did my check, and then there was an employee, basically, that came in right after me through the security checkpoint. And he just waved her through, and she beeped and all that. And I was like, well, you're not going to check her? He's like, no, she's an employee.
Right.
I was like, well, what if I don't feel safe? He's like, well, then you can get out of here. what? No, I can't. This is a place where the court happens.
You mean there's never been...
I was out there waiting for my ride, too, and one of the bailiffs was out there, and some guy comes from across the street. Ah, you got your buddies in there, huh, today? Yeah, they're out for deliberation. I don't know. So he's telling about the Free Stater court case. So these guys talk about this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have no patience for Free Staters. Zero. Look, we do business the way we do business around here. You don't like the way we do business around here? Get the heck out of here.
That's right.
That's how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
They are not your servants. No, they're not your servants where you live. They're not our servants here where we live.
Just watch
They don't act like it.
Watch the video
footage. Believe it.
Right. If you don't believe that, if you're kind of still living in this denial that the police are somehow your servants or the government are your servants. I know, that's what they tell you when you're growing up. It's nonsense. Just to prove it, you can go and watch the video footage of our friends Pete Nademo from LibertyOnTour.com when they were arrested also for criminal trespass at a jail in Greenfield, Massachusetts. They actually asked the cops, well, aren't you supposed to be our servants, or do you work for me? Don't you work for me? Oh, no, I don't work for you. And basically the cops just tell them straight out on camera that we don't work for you. I work for the sheriff, not you.
And the sheriff works for his boss, and his boss works for his boss. They all
protect
work for the
and serve. They protect and serve the government.
That's right.
You know, if there's some kind of big problem, they're not coming to your house to protect you. They're going to the police station, or the governor's house, or the mayor's house in order to protect him.
Yep.
They consider them important. You are just the ones that are here. You're the cattle, the livestock that they milk for the money.
So in this case, well, if you look at the Greenfield case with the raw footage there, and I know the Liberty on Tour guys are working on cutting it up into an actual...
I saw the footage from that camera, but not from the activist cameras.
The activist camera, there's one of them that's out. That footage is up at freekeen.com, so folks can go there and check that out. But in that case, at the very least, that cop engaged in conversation with these two. They'd already been told to leave by the jail personnel, but when the cop arrived on the scene as the enforcer of that, he at least engaged in conversation with them and told them, look, you've got to leave. If you don't leave, I'm going to arrest you. And they went through this multiple times, because Pete and Adema were not leaving, and they were asking questions and trying to talk to this guy about it. And so it lasted a good 10 minutes of them just kind of going back and forth with this cop basically saying, look, get out of here. We don't I don't want you here, that you've been told to leave, you're going to be arrested. There was a long period of conversation. In our case, in the Trespassive 12 case, in Jim's case, the cops walked up and just arrested everybody. They never once verified or said anything to any of us when they arrived on the scene about, okay, guys, you need to get out of here or you're going to be arrested. That never happened. They just walked up like a big gang. They had at least a 10 or 12 or 13 cops because they brought in cops from the other areas, the surrounding areas. They brought in a sheriff. They brought in as many people as they could, or they brought in a statey, I think. And so they, like, rounded up their whole gang and just walked right up and arrested us. Not even a word of warning.
I think that's that the Keene PD, at least, that's their, basically their MO now, is to simply, after we've seen with Pete recently in the courtroom where he didn't take his hat off and he wasn't even told he was under arrest. He wasn't even told basically anything by the police officer. He was just thrown to the floor. It's now...
Just arrest him and then drop the charges later.
Just aggress against him and then we'll... You know, the courts won't even find us, you know, any sort of wrongdoing because we're their protectors.
And if you don't like it, well, then you can find a lawyer that wants to sue. And we've approached a couple of lawyers, and they're basically saying that there's not much that they think there's probably not much that can be done. There might be a possibility. They're looking into it, but it certainly didn't sound very, very positive. And they hurt Pete. I mean, they used violence with him, completely unnecessary force. Anyway, so we're getting off track here. Jim was in court today, had a great opening statement I thought was really powerful. We've got video footage of it all, but we're talking about hours and hours of courtroom footage, so it's going to take a little while to get that up online. But when it's available, it will be there at freekeen.com. And right now, the case is up in the air. The jury has not made a decision, which is, as far as I'm concerned, a good
testimony
sign.
Testimony to Jim presented his case. The fact is that at this point, the jury is hung.
Yeah, they deliberated for about an hour and a half today as we stood around and waited around for that.
They sent a question out that needed to be answered by the judge and the two attorneys.
Right.
Jim and the other fellow.
And the question was about what the word personally means, because in the definition of criminal trespass, you have to have it communicated, a warning saying you need to leave or else you'll be arrested. That has to be personally communicated to you by someone who's authorized to issue that warning. And so the jury was curious as to what personally meant, because the state prosecutor is suggesting that personally means just someone has to deliver it in person. But obviously personally sounds like that I need to communicate directly to you, that I need to say, JJ, or look you in the eyes and speak to you and say, JJ, you need to get out of this studio right now or you'll be arrested. That sounds like personal to me. So the judge actually responded to that by saying, you need to determine what personally means, which I was kind of surprised by, because at the last trial, it was a very clear-cut definition from the state, and that is that as long as someone's there and utters something, that's personally communicated. So we'll see. This is up in the air, and the jury's coming back on Monday morning at 9 a.m. to continue deliberations, so we'll let you know what happens. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySEAEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website and enjoy the archives right at the top of the page. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download at freetalklive.com. There at the top, you'll see the last 7 days' worth, and then if you click into the archives section, that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All of it is thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose, and it's easy to do. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. If you do, you'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, and 24/7 technical support. Use that portal we've created for you, hostgator.freetalklive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
To the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Robert listening in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi, Ian. Hi, AJ. Hi, Mark. How you guys doing?
Robert, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm glad that we have a group of guys like you, because I think we really need to have people that will look at things analytically, you know, all the issues that's going on in this world. But anyways, I want to apologize and say that I'm a little ignorant about what I want to talk about, and I apologize for that. But, you know, the other day I was on the Internet, and I was on a local TV station, and they were doing a poll on 25 of the countries around the world that use the most oil per day. And I knew that the United States was going to be first place.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
But what I didn't know was that the United States uses almost 19 million barrels a day.
Yeah, I got to say, once you start getting into numbers like that, it gets
it's hard
difficult.
To conceptualize.
Yeah, hard to conceptualize. I would suspect a better way to phrase it, and I don't know if they did on this show or not, or on the internet, would be to compare it to the next top two or three people. I mean, how do we use more oil than, say, the next four consumers or what?
Well, one thing I think we need to talk about is the difference between the oil used in the private sector and the oil used by the state, the government. And with 130-odd military bases around the world, you have a lot of military oil usage.
700 military bases in 130
countries. Yeah. So you have, 700, 800 military bases, whatever it is now, using oil for all their patrol vehicles, for all their aircraft, for all their supply deliveries, all of their basically moving people around, moving supplies around, moving troops, and going to the next base, whatnot. So you have the big usage, I think, is in the government sector. Because not only that, but you have government cars, you have government shipping, mm-hmm. you have government surplus, and that and this
planes, trains, and automobiles.
Exactly. The private sector, they're going to minimize their oil usage to be profitable. They're going to do whatever they can in some cases, like UPS only turns right because they found that they use less gasoline and less diesel in their
really?
Trucks. They only turn right if they can help it.
Wow, that's interesting.
They use your left.
Well, anyway, what in viewing this and looking at this, okay, I mean, that's crazy, okay? And, within the next couple of years, whether people want to accept it or not, gas is going up to $5, $6, $7 a gallon.
Yep.
With that being said, okay, I know that we have the technology out there to be able to, take hemp and marijuana and refine it and turn it into a gas and oil and heating oil and stuff like that.
What is
it going to take to convince people that, hey, this is an alternative as opposed to, buying oil from another country?
That's a good question, Robert. I mean, really, what is it going to take to convince people that marijuana can be used to help sick people? I mean, even that is difficult to achieve.
You know what it takes? And in most cases, it takes pain, suffering. The person who says, there's a person who all their life, and marijuana is bad, and then they develop multiple sclerosis or whatever, and the next thing you know, they're like, well, let me just try it and see how I feel. Oh, my God, I can eat food again. Oh, I can, walk. Obviously, you can't walk. But
boy, was I wrong.
And that's what it takes. In many cases, people have to suffer before they give up this culture of convenience.
It's not so much of the fact of that, okay, so people use it to get high with. Big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, but the thing of it is that you can make clothes with this. We can make paper.
There's a difference between hemp and marijuana, though.
That's true. There is a difference.
Yeah, but they can't figure. Once you legalize hemp, there'll be so much of this this plant out there with the five fingers, the cops won't be able to tell the difference.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Robert, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a good question. What is it going to take? Well, I think, JJ, you're right from one perspective that's how some people can come to the conclusions that we're looking for them to come to. But also, popular culture can influence things. And I think that certainly statistics have shown that the younger generations are much more amicable towards the ideas of legalizing cannabis. And so that helps. Like, as younger people will get older, they'll be able to change things, change the system. Because, unfortunately, the system needs to be changed in order for this to be allowed to flourish.
What baffles me is the baby boomers who smoked pot in their youth. So many of them have become rigid on it.
Well, not only that, but gasoline is the same thing. Baby boomers who back in the day were riding in hot rods that had 450 horsepower and this quad, barrel injectors. They basically guzzled gas for back when it was 50 cents a gallon.
Sure.
They didn't care. And the culture back then was make the biggest, baddest car you can and have it, pump the most horsepower down the road and peel your tires out. And nowadays, obviously, the culture has changed to be more economical. You have the Prius, you have the hybrid cars, and that sort. But that generation is still very much a part of our, I guess, culture still. And so they still have a lot of say in what goes on because they do go to the voting booths and the
right.
kids realize voting doesn't fix anything. A lot of the young people nowadays, they don't want to get involved in politics because they realize it's a waste of their time.
Well, for the most part it is, but I don't know if I agree with that statement in general, JJ. I mean, we've seen here in New Hampshire how the political process has allowed change to occur in a positive, more liberty-oriented direction, and we're only just beginning to see that. It was, what, earlier this week that Dennis Goddard called from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance to announce that all kinds of bills that were very pro-liberty have passed the New Hampshire State House. Now, they haven't been signed into law yet, but some of them, like the marijuana,
right.
The next day after we talked to Dennis, he hadn't called back on this, and we haven't announced it yet, but medical marijuana has passed the New Hampshire State House with what they call a veto-proof margin. So it's impossible for the governor to veto this, but only if the Senate also passes it with a veto-proof margin.
Right.
So right now we're still waiting to see what happens with the Senate, but that's a good sign that the House would overwhelmingly pass something
sure,
like that.
Sure, but New Hampshire is an exception in this regard
sure.
because of this community we've fostered.
Well, it's going to have to be the exception.
Right.
To answer Robert's question, how are we going to get to this point where
okay.
people can accept the idea of hemp as oil or hemp as legalization or marijuana or whatever? How are we going to get to that point? You're going to have the exception. And the only way to get to having that exception is to have a deliberate intention on individuals' parts to come here to New Hampshire, if they love freedom and liberty and they want to do something about it, to come here and to get active for liberty. That's the only way that it's going to change, because we can't wait long enough for everyone to get multiple sclerosis
right.
and discover for themselves that it's a bad idea to prevent people from getting the medicine they need.
I agree. But I also see the disenfranchisement of so many of the youth, where they're not only not caring about what's going on, they're specifically distracting themselves, whether it
be... But what's new? That's been going on for a long time.
Certainly it has. But it's become easier to distract yourself, I think, with the advent of technology. It's also become easier to become informed. You know, it's a double-edged sword. Both of those. You can sit there on World of Warcraft and bury your life
true.
For weeks on end.
Well, I'll take that sword, because from what I've seen, it appears that the other edge has been very effective in that the ideas of liberty are spreading at a more rapid rate now than ever in the past. Free Talk Live is more successful than ever in the past, and this show would have been impossible without the Internet. Our success would not have been, wouldn't even been an option to
no.
succeed without the Internet. So we're seeing that change happen. Unfortunately, it's still going to be slow coming. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Mods Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini gun. Up and coming man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring and children 12 and under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent.
You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features there for free. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done through our affiliate links for Amazon. We've got them there. You just click on the appropriate country in which you would like to shop, and then order whatever it is you need. They've got dozens of categories and probably thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of items. It's Amazon. They're huge, and they've got great deals on both the products and the shipping. In many cases, free Super Saver shipping is available on brand new products. So go and get the details. Get your shopping done through our website links on shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue, joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Also want to invite you to Porkfest. It's coming up this summer. We were just talking about the Free State Project, how if you want to see change in your lifetime, you have to actually do something about it.
That's right. You
actually have to step up and work toward it, and more importantly, join together with others who are of like mind. Get together, make a choice to be with people that are already on board with the ideas of liberty, and therefore making the ideas more prolific within that area of the world, specifically here in New Hampshire. So having a higher concentration of individuals in one particular geographic area will help get the ideas of liberty out more effectively. It'll make it so more activism is possible. I mean, we were just out of this court trial today for one of our friends, another Free Stater, Jim Johnson, and there were 18 people there at one point. Now, it lasted all day, but a good portion of the day, almost the whole time, there were people there the entire day, like I was. I mean, to have that kind of...
The seats were full in the gallery.
Right, to have that kind of level of support is incredible.
Right. And also the collaboration with things that don't involve, obviously, sitting in a courtroom, but finding someone to work with you on a project or to help you carry an idea. Now, obviously, if you have an idea and you want this idea to happen, you need to step forward and make it happen.
That's right.
But you can always get other people to help you, whether it's...
if you're here, you can, typically.
Right. That's right.
But if you're where you are, maybe not.
Yeah, you might find one person that might be interested part-time to help you. But here, there are so many options as far as helpful individuals that really believe in your idea or believe in you, and so they're going to go ahead and do whatever it is that needs to be done, because they want to see something happen.
So come and meet hundreds of these like-minded people. They're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We will be there as well. JJ, are you going this year?
Of course you are.
You're actually doing the musical thing. You're putting together the band list, basically. So there's going to be live music. There's going to be family fun, all kinds of outdoorsy things. It's camping. We're going to be in the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Incredibly beautiful scenery. But the most beautiful part is that you get to hang out with people who understand what freedom means and who are willing to do something about it. So come up, join the fun at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com, get registered there. P-O-R-C as in Porcupine. Porkfest.com. Use our discount code FREETALKLIVE, which is all run together as one word. So take the spaces out. Use the code FREETALKLIVE to get 20% off your early bird registration at porkfest.com. As we go to Michael listening, or Michelle, I'm not sure which, in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, it's Michael, actually.
Hey, Michael, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, so voluntary society, you're telling me that we're probably not going to have intellectual property laws, but here's my thing. I feel like a corporation's not going to quite give up on making this kind of stuff property, and I guess we can agree on this. If someone is willing to sign a contract to become a slave in a free society, the contract overrules, I guess, ethics, correct?
I would think that, I have a real problem with this idea that one might be able to sign away one's entire future as though, one could reasonably say that, yes, they know what they're going to be thinking in 5 years or 10 years. However, I would say that that comes with freedom, that freedom comes with the freedom to make really bad mistakes.
Well, don't we also have partial slavery right now? I mean, those people who are working in the federal prison system and are making products in these private prisons for, what, pennies
on
a day?
Well, look at people that join the military. I mean, they're making less than minimum wage.
Well, they're not incarcerated.
Well, you can't leave. They are incarcerated.
I guess you got me there, Mark.
Well, those are both good examples. But how about this? I know we've talked about this. It's been a while, though, so we have discussed this in the past. But how about the idea of somebody who, like, why would you want to sign yourself into slavery? There would have to be some kind of incentive. So one of the stories around this could be that if you get into, like, for instance, if your credit sucks, you've reneged on some agreements in the past, you've not paid back your debts, and so your credit score goes in the tank. One of the ways you might be able to get that credit score back up is by being willing to indenture yourself as a possible punishment for if you renege on another agreement. So, like, if you come into a bank and the bank looks at your credit score, you want a loan for a car, and the bank says, nah, look, Mark, you screwed over.
You don't
over,
pay loans.
Right, you screwed over these last banks, so we're not really wanting
but
to
I'll
take this.
But I'll pay this one. I promise I'll pay this one.
Tell you what, we'll give you this loan, but you're going to have to agree to indenture yourself to us for 5 years if you don't pay it back.
Well, that's fine. I just had some bad breaks in the past, and I know that I can make this one right, so I'll go ahead and sign this thing that'll get me a car that I want, and I'll give up the opportunity. Maybe I'll have to go in indentured servitude for 5 years.
If somebody's willing to do that, then that would make sense to me. I mean, that's their option. It would be one way for them to guarantee their services to that creditor in the absence, or, in the effect, or the
it's essentially what a credit card is today. I mean, when you take a loan for a certain amount, and then you put it at 20% or something like that, and you say you're going to pay that back in the future, you pay that back with labor anyway.
So, Michael, does that make sense?
So I guess what I wanted to say is we essentially, in a free society, you could sign off on anything. Well, in the event with intellectual property, I feel like a corporation's not going to want to give up, say, some sort of tool that they made, and say everyone really wants to have this tool. Well, by opening up the box, you agree to everything in the box, which includes not using the idea on the box to make, another product, and if you do, then they can sue you. So I understand this current system is horrible. I'm an ANCAP myself, and I kind of just want to point out the flaw that, I've been told ANCAP is pretty much a utopia, and I kind of want to hear what a volunteer's response to that is.
Well, there's no such thing as a utopia. We're human beings, and human beings make mistakes. They do bad things, and they're real. It's a reality. So there's no such thing as utopia. Don't ever believe that.
Right. And I think that this the idea that the commerce will stop if we don't have intellectual property is really fallacious, because you can take a look at historical examples from around the world and from the United States, and you can see that that statement is simply fallacious. I think that there's some good arguments to be made for, you know, that people have a difficult time with the ideas of, say, drugs and blockbuster movies. Those are probably the two areas where people get stuck on this the most. But I'd say that you know, there's sort of a user agreement when you open the box, the same way you have to click that little thing on
the
internet.
That's nonsense.
It's nonsense.
That's not a contract.
If Ian buys this tool that you're talking about, opens it up in the box, and then I come to his house and I say, hey, can I check out the tool? And then I, you know, look at Ian's tool and inspect Ian's tool and turn it over and you like get all the ideas. And
then I'm responsible for that.
Right. I decide I'm going to make a reproduction of Ian's tool. Ian's tool so much that I go ahead and do this. Have I violated any contract?
Well, I guess maybe in that case, contract says if you show it to someone, they must also agree to that.
That's ludicrous.
I guess.
Good luck enforcing that.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. But I'm saying, but even in that case, I mean, according to the contract that was used, it would legitimately have to be enforced, and which is why I kind of brought up.
It's not a contract, though. You're not signing a contract by opening a box. That's not a signed agreement. That's not a meeting of the minds.
You can't hold someone else responsible for it when you open the box. Yes, you can say that the person who purchased it with the purchasing of this agrees to all your little stipulations, but you're never going to get that genie back in the bottle. It's not possible.
Yeah.
Here's some ideas on drugs, because this seems to be one of the ones that people are very concerned with, prescription drugs, or what would be considered prescription drugs in this world, is that they currently do trials right now for prescription drugs. They take people have to go to doctor's offices in order to get these things administered. If you come up with the cure for cancer and you're afraid that it's so easy, you don't want anybody else to be able to duplicate it, you just have your clinics that you set up all over the world where people can come and get the three shots that they need the shot they need every 30 days for, you know, over a series of three. And you administer the shots, and nobody can ever take it away. Well, then you could probably get away with doing this for a period of time.
Well, and Dr. Mary Ruart, who has had experience in the medical industry.
The person who comes first to market, no matter what it is the person who's going to make money.
She points out that it is completely unnecessary to have these intellectual property rules, and indeed intellectual property actually hinders the product development rather than helps it. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And as far as other things like songs and other property creative works, we've seen examples of that working in the free market. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.